From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
A postcard from Poprad special, boys and girls, as we welcome a leading light in education from China. Dr. Ma, welcome to Slovakia, sir.
Thank you, sir. It's a lovely day, and I enjoyed the snow, mountain, the lovely weather. Thank you.
Great privilege to have you here. What I'm really interested in finding out from you is we never get to find out how things work in China. And you've done so much with education from the junior levels, or infant levels, as the English call it, right the way through. Could you just give us a little breakdown of how this system is working now in China, to give an overview for everybody else in the world?
Well, I'd like to see that the Chinese government is looking after our people so kindly because of the global financial crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, Chinese people are suffering from one thing, the unemployment.
Really?
Due to the withdrawal of foreign companies, joint ventures,
mm-hmm.
Big mass production companies. So we decided to cooperate with the government, supported by the government, to help our services, cool. help ourselves. So actually, that's something the government issuing the policy. The local authorities are delivering the policy with financial support,
right.
and the research and professional training organizations are helping people, while all the students, unemployed people, or the family members are supporting people to be more entrepreneur or more creative.
Really?
So that's the situation now.
All right. And see, this again, I find this very sad, actually, that there's a huge nation, billions of people, and we don't get to find out anything about you, because it seems as if it's rather like the old days in Europe where there was an iron curtain. The curtain seems to move. I want to take the curtain down and push you a little bit on this early learning, because that's a new style for China, funded by the government, correct?
Yeah.
Am I okay so far?
Yeah.
How did that come to be? How did it start?
Well, at the beginning, there is a group of people providing solutions to the government organizations,
mm-hmm.
because the situations are changing so rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to work together to make all the resources together, the state, public sectors and mm-hmm. private sectors, all those resources together. So it's developing so rapidly. And also, you know, it's so effective. It means the result is coming to be reality, that we solved the problem. So it's a kind of a snowball effect.
Yes.
At the beginning, you have a small, like you are playing with a group of children.
Yeah.
If you make one small snowball working, then other people will help you to make it into a big snowman. That's it.
And that's how it's working.
Yeah.
And that sounds to me a very different country to the one that we see on the television or portrayed. And I can put it this way for you. I used to get very upset many years ago when there was problems in Northern Ireland. And I once watched a TV program from South Africa, I believe it was. And when you looked at this program, it was as if there was an absolute third world war in Northern Ireland, which wasn't true. The way the whole thing was displayed on the TV was totally incorrect. Now, you're talking about education, early learning, and a government working with the private sector and the public sector. You're talking about something that sounds like a European country.
Yeah.
Am I right there?
That's true. You know, in the past 20 or 30 years,
mm-hmm.
when we opened the window to the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
I should be frank to you. A lot of people, including me, was expecting that the formula or solution from the Western world gonna to be some message from the God to China.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, no. Nothing happened except nightmares to us again and again and again. First of all, is the kind of financial crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Then that followed by the kind of interfere of our policies to help our people.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds that instead of helping Chinese people, a lot of foreign countries, a lot of foreign politicians,
mm-hmm.
try to say something bad instead of helping us sincerely. Which then, you know, we understood, well, if we listen to them, actually then we will live in an even worse situation than them.
Right.
And the situation now in China is we are living in a better position, I guess, compared with the past. I'm not saying that we are living better than them, but we are living in a better situation than before. We got the confidence that the Chinese government is working well and we are working well. Something sad is that we used to be very frank to keep the dialogue with foreign politicians and experts to say, look, we have some idea which we think gonna be useful in China for solving our own problems. We want to get their advice, but no. Nothing, except insult. Mm-hmm. And they said, no. Something like Big Brother's very arrogant to say, oh, you little boy, you know nothing. You know,
yes.
You do whatever I told you. Don't argue with me.
So did you think that people were treating you as a child and they were the...
That's
how they were viewing
that's
you?
True.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
They are thinking they are policemen. They want to control us. But afterwards, when I said, okay, if I do the same thing, if I'm wrong, will you help me? Mm-hmm. They said no.
What?
Yeah, no. And you need to help yourself. So then we thought, why shouldn't us doing things according to our principles, our experiences, our ideas to make our own life better?
With your heritage and culture as well?
Yeah, that's
okay.
It. And then we explained them, but they didn't listen to us. And then we decided to help ourselves. And the situation now is that we are getting better and better. We learned, of course, and we took the advice. But the problem now is that, well, at the beginning, we have told them that something going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
When this kind of thing happened, some people got jealous for that.
Really?
And they couldn't get rid of their words that they used to put to our head to say, you are nothing. But we are something now.
So outside, people were jealous of what China was achieving.
And also, they are jealous, embarrassed mm-hmm. by that. To see, at the beginning, you know, 10 years ago, they said, you are doing something wrong, but now the fact is that we are doing something good. You know, that's the thing.
Well, you only have to look at where the vast majority of technology is manufactured now.
That's true.
It's in China.
Yeah.
And I suppose, also, that is where you have a problem. Because if the economies of so many other areas of the world collapse or suffer, you're not immune from that, are you? It affects China as well.
Yeah, of course. At the beginning, psychologically speaking,
mm-hmm.
we want to have a strong voice or strong example from outside world
mm-hmm.
so that we can learn. You know, Chinese people are modest. We want to learn something, then we do something afterwards to be safer.
Mm-hmm.
But the shock was, there's almost no very good examples for us to listen to or learn.
Or a model, is what you're saying. Yeah.
No existing model.
Yeah.
So we have to create a new model for ourselves.
Wow.
But luckily, thanks God, thanks for all our friends and our people in China, we made it.
Yes.
But the problem now, I would like to say, is that I think Chinese people, including me, should learn how to communicate with foreigners or foreign friends, to explain to them sincerely and in a nicer way, in their philosophy, that, yes, we can do something.
Mm.
We will take your advice, but would you please have a look, open your eyes, have a look of the fact.
Mm.
Would you please help us to tell us how we can tell you the truth so that the foreign friends can benefit from our good experiences. That's
well, the irony of all this is, and I have to say this with respect to disabled people, we have one common thing. You have one head, I have one head.
Yeah.
You have two arms, I have two arms.
Yeah.
You have two legs, one body, I have two legs, one body.
That's it.
We are human beings at the end of the day.
That's it.
And if human beings can't communicate, then there's a problem.
That's it.
And that problem should never come back.
Yeah.
Because that was the biggest problem in modern history, where human beings don't communicate, as we saw in the 1960s, for example.
Yeah.
And I think what you're saying is, make the communication lines better from China out, and hopefully that will make them better from out to into China as well.
That too. I hope that you are still remembering that I have told you the story when I was attending the National Day's celebration in London, your state, the UK, British State Secretary said, okay, now we want to talk with you for some certain issues, but we treat you as our family members.
Right.
Treat you as our friend. We are not blaming you. We just want to tell you what we are thinking about. We want to discuss with you what's wrong or what's right.
Okay.
That's something Chinese people would like to listen. Instead of some of the bigger countries, and they will come to say, you are wrong in this and in that. We don't listen to that.
Because you're adults.
Some people said in the UK, you need to have a better political system so that your economy growth may be continued.
Excuse me?
Really? And then we
well,
have
hang on, hang on. Can I just ask, let me just pick you up on that point. If you look at GDP around the world, Slovakia is very good, actually.
Yeah.
But we used to say on this station that Slovakia was second to China in growth last year.
Yeah.
Now, how can anybody be that arrogant as to say, listen to me, because if you listen to me, that will make your economy grow faster, when your economy is already growing faster than everybody's anyway? Yeah. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it sounds in China that we would like to see, we want to follow the good examples. Of course, we will take some advices to help us in so that we can be in a better position in the future. But if somebody providing a solution that we can't see the future, how can we be convinced to accept that? For example, if you are doing something wrong and you tell me to say, okay, follow me so that you can learn something, then we will suspect for that. Of course, we will insist for something right, try to avoid something wrong. So that's contradictionary, isn't it? If somebody is doing something wrong and tell us...
Because you're in a beautiful position in that you're China there. The rest of the world had gone on a growth spurt, then stopped.
Yeah.
You can then look at what the world did right as well as wrong, pick the right bits... And then utilize those, surely.
Yeah.
That's the rest.
Well, I guess I admire our government for one thing. Instead of blaming anybody, we just reach the, what you call, the friendship. We show our hands to them to say, let's work together. And I'll take your advice, but you can share our experiences. So that's the way. We don't blame anybody. We don't complain. We focus on what we can do to make our country better, and we want to share the benefit to other people.
Well, and again, on that point, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen massive deals between Germany and China.
Yeah.
We've seen a massive deal between Scotland and China. In fact, the First Minister in Scotland was actually complimenting China, and he said part of the deal, and something that he was really proud of, was that the Chinese government assured him that they were actually going to protect the whiskey as it was going into China. And equally, there's the giant pandas going back to Scotland as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of communication going on, isn't there?
Yeah, in UK, I was asked to give a lecture to some friends and students. I mentioned one new something I found, that we used to be called something like we are provider for commodities.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a very famous words to say made in China.
Yes.
But have a look at the situation now. The Chinese people are buying something from other countries. So actually, I think we need to mention another word, made for China.
Made for, yes.
Instead of made in China, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So if the situation is made in China and made for China existing together,
mm-hmm.
is it called harmonizing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And so instead of blaming made in China, should we have a look at the made for China quality inspection, the collaboration, or the cultural harmonizing?
Mm. Boys and girls, we'll take a short break there. We'll be right back in a couple of seconds, just after this little message.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.
Back to part two of a very special postcard from Pop Rad Boys and Girls with Dr. Ma, all the way from China, who's come to visit Slovakia. Thank you again for that, sir.
Thank you.
And I have to say, that is one of the most beautiful pieces of music. But please respect, I'm English, which means I learn very little in terms of languages.
Mm-hmm.
So can you explain a little bit about that song?
All right. The name of the song is really called Wind, Rain, Cloud and Sky.
Mm-hmm.
It was written by me as a poem to my friend, who is a soldier.
All right.
And also a singer, very, very famous pop song singer in military band.
Okay.
And you know, for military soldiers, they are away from the hometown. They got lovers, families, mm-hmm. so, and somewhere they will stay. In isolated island or something
sure.
like that. Without them, we cannot survive safely.
Yes.
And so I wrote a poem to them for expressing their emotional thinking of missing their lovers and families.
Sweet.
So that's it.
Oh, beautiful. So not only are you an educationalist, an entrepreneur, you're also a poet and author as well.
I'm emotional.
Very good. Absolutely beautiful. And so is this something you do regularly, or is it just a one song that you wrote just for the military people?
I wrote poems
okay.
Regularly, especially okay. for the the, you know, the special days.
Yes.
Chinese people sent text message, you know, the mobile phone,
to say
congratulations, sort of things.
Yeah.
I don't like to copy the words from other people, so I just try to learn the poem and write something to show my respect and sincere regards to them. So I'm, but some people will like it, like my friend, the singer, loved the poem and made it into a song.
It's a beautiful song, beautiful song. Actually, there's another interesting point you just made, which, to clarify for those that have only seen one side of the media reporting of China, you said it's very commonplace to send an SMS message.
Yes, that's true.
How big is the mobile phone system in China? Is it huge?
Well, I give you one example. When Apple, iPhone, of the Apple company, when Apple company talked with Chinese organizations to ask the question, how many Apple phones you can sell, and the answer is actually a question, how many you can produce. So you know the population. We have, I don't know exactly, but normally we will see 600 million users, mobile phone users. 600 million mobile phone users.
So
we can imagine. So normally, any new mobile phone, I'm talking about at least minimum 20 million users will use that or try. Like me.
Yes.
I purchased more than 20 mobile phones from the beginning, from the big one. You remember that? We have the bigger one.
The big Motorola ones, yes.
All the series. I purchased five Apple iPhones.
Really?
Right now, yeah. And but the problem is that, you know, in the UK you use the Wi-Fi, and they block that in China, so you have to buy a China mobile phone.
Oof.
And if you go to Hong Kong, it blocks again. You
different
use
system.
In Hong Kong, and, you know, different system. So then I got different mobile phones.
Crumbs. And talking of technology then, China is well known for making technology.
That's true.
How big is the internet usage in China now? Has it got out to the villages and places like that?
I should say a majority of the villages and counties or towns are using broadband internet.
Because that's one of the big things for China, isn't it?
That's true.
Fast broadband internet.
That's true.
A new, is that a new project or an ongoing project?
It's ongoing.
Really?
It's existing in some big cities and bigger towns.
Right.
But when I see town, you know, it's, it's big, really big.
Everything in China is on a larger scale, isn't it?
Yeah, if we see 1 million population, there will be a small town or a medium-sized town. If you are talking about 5 million people, that would be a city.
Right.
So, sorry for the population.
So,
nothing wrong with me. I got only one son. You know?
It's ironic because, again, Poprad's sort of 50,000 people, and that must be like a village to you almost.
No, it's 50,000 people. There will be...
Does that constitute a town?
10% of a village. It's a district of a village, one street.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And going back to the internet thing, and because China does make, I mean, we see it everywhere, made in China.
Mm.
So are you using that then as a tool for education as well? Is that being used?
That's true. Distance learning is now quite popular in China as a kind of compulsory of the classroom education.
Really?
And also, it's a very important facility for us to access to other extra resources out of the classroom. So, and also, more and more teachers are using the facilities to make their teaching more interesting and more convenient. So, you know, the teenagers?
Yes.
They are learning and working and playing and make it all together with music. Normally, when I was young, I studied from my teacher without any music. Music's forbidden. But now, you know, the teenagers, without music, they cannot survive. So they use the multimedia one.
And I guess even in China, there's a limit to how many experts you have. So if you're using distance learning, then the experts can reach more people.
That's true. In China, we are actually talking about the quality of education.
Mm.
because you can know, you can imagine that in big cities or developing developed areas, teachers are better than those
areas.
So other areas. So we will use the technical support to benefit those people in rural areas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you're a life coach, effectively, as well, where you coach a lot of young people coming up into business sectors and things like that. What's the entrepreneurial culture like for somebody like you working in China?
Well, it's a big topic. Entrepreneur education in China is getting hotter and hotter because we got more and more opportunities now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
People are encouraged not only by themselves but also by the environment.
Okay.
So it's really good opportunity for those people who are pursuing to contribute their knowledge and experiences for helping people to be more entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
In China, it's a policy to encourage students, unemployed people, to be more entrepreneur.
Yeah.
We have series of supporting financial systems to them.
So actually start your own business?
Start your own business. All the training for knowing how to do business is free.
Really?
All the textbooks are free.
Whoa.
All the loans.
I hope there's some Western. I hope there's some Western governments listening to this.
We got some very good facilities as incubators or incubations, mm-hmm, to help students or unemployed people,
mm-hmm,
and also we have some mentors, to
really
help. I mean, the successful business people are responsible to help those beginners.
Really?
So it's a very good system. It's mm-hmm encouraged by government and people like
so
it.
So you're really investing in the next stage of China.
That's true.
From the to the next generation coming through.
Yeah, because in China we realize that entrepreneurship is not only useful to do business, but also to increase the production.
Mm-hmm.
It's increasing the GDP. And by all means, not only by doing business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you can be more efficiency, if you can avoid the misunderstanding during the communication,
mm-hmm,
if you can help each other by understanding each other and supporting each other, that will be good. So mm-hmm it's something to do with increasing the quality of the business, quality of the life.
Wow. As time draws on and we must close, I could talk to you for hours. I'd like you to, as succinctly as you can, in a shortish sentence, just describe to people, what is the modern China?
Well, the modern China is something to Chinese people so ideal in the history. And also, I think, for foreign people, if you come to China, you'll think it's the dream in real. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ma.
RTI, a place just like home.